Welcome back. We're going to continue to pray with scripture. Yesterday, I just let time get away from me, and then it was time for me to turn in so that I could get up early and study. So here we go. I want to continue practicing the Liturgy of the Word with you, because we're going to have a big Liturgy of the Word on Pentecost and throughout 8 days after that, in imitation of the octave, the 8 days of Pentecost that we had until 1970 when it was changed to be shorter. But, you know, we need this celebration of the presence and action and power of the Holy Spirit. So even the church will allow you to do celebration of votive masses of the Holy Spirit or votive offices of the Holy Spirit during that 8 days to kind of simulate the octave that they had before, to get as close to it as you can. So I'm looking forward to celebrating the Holy Spirit in that special way with all of you. For today, we continue to celebrate Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And the entrance at the font is very nice. All peoples, clap your hands. Cry to God with shouts of joy. Alleluia. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to listen to God's word in this Liturgy of the Word. Thank you for everything, Lord. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever-Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. Lord, I thank you for everything that you've done for me over life and even today. I'm sorry for my sins. Help me to do penance and to avoid anything that leads me to you, to do penance as I should appropriately, whenever I should, I mean. Guess we'll have to come up with a more, like a written act of contrition. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, Heavenly King. O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Graciously grant to your church, O merciful God, that gathered by the Holy Spirit, she may be devoted to you with all her heart and be united in purity of intent through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. I commend you to God, who has the power to build you up and to give you inheritance. Is our caption a reading from the Acts of the Apostles at Miletus. Paul spoke to the presbyters of the church of Ephesus. Keep watch over yourselves and over the whole flock of which the Holy Spirit has appointed you overseers, in which you tend the church of God, that he acquired with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come upon you, come among you, and they will not spare the flock. And from your own group, men will come forward, perverting the truth, to draw the disciples away after them. So be vigilant, and remember that for 3 years, night and day, I unceasingly admonished each of you with tears, and now I commend you to God and to that gracious word of his that can build you up and give you the inheritance among all who are consecrated. I have never wanted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You know well that these very hands have served my needs and my companions. In every way, I have shown you that by hard work of that sort, we must help the weak and keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus, who himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." When he had finished speaking, he knelt down and prayed with them all. They were all weeping loudly as they threw their arms around Paul and kissed him, for they were deeply distressed that he had said that they would never see his face again. Then they escorted him to the ship. The word of the Lord. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. This is Psalm 68, part of it. And the antiphon, "Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth," is repeated a few times. Show forth, O God, your power, the power, O God, with which you took our part. For your temple in Jerusalem, let the kings bring you gifts. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. You kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Chant praise to the Lord who rides on the heights of the ancient heavens. Behold, his voice resounds, the voice of power. Confess the power of God. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Over Israel is his majesty. His power is in the skies. Awesome in his sanctuary is God, the God of Israel. He gives power and strength to his people. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Alleluia, alleluia. Your word, O Lord, is truth. Consecrate us in the truth. Alleluia, alleluia. May they be one just as we are one. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 17. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, "Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the Son of Destruction, in order that the Scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world, that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Continue to help us. Thank you, Lord Almighty God. Normally we'd have a short time of reflection. I will just read to you what Magnificat says very briefly. Both the Lord's and St. Paul's farewell addresses plead for unity, which is secured only by abiding in the truth, who is Christ. To be consecrated in the truth is to be consecrated in Jesus, in that gracious Word himself, who alone can build us up and give us the inheritance of eternal life. Even when savage wolves come among us, we march on in the Lord's name, knowing that to share his joy completely, we need to be one just as Jesus and the Father are one. And we'll read their short reflection or meditation from Father Royer, in place of a homily. Jesus of Nazareth, who died and rose under Pontius Pilate and is now seated at the right hand of the Father, until the day he will come to judge the living and the dead, has never been a hero whose epic must leave the impression that his achievements are too wonderful ever to be duplicated in ourselves. It is for us that he triumphed thus, and we must know that by him and with him, dead as we were, we have been raised up together and seated in celestial places, Ephesians 2:6. Christ is the divine head of the body, that is the church, the head whence she receives all life and light. He is the bridegroom and she is the bride, two in one flesh. Christ is not a part of the church, rather the church might be called a part of Christ, grafted onto him, living by him and for him, suffering with him in order to rule with him. Rightly understood, the imitation of Jesus Christ is the very essence of the Christian faith, Christian life. We must have in us the mind that Christ had. We must be crucified and buried and rise with him. This, of course, does not mean that we fallen human beings are to copy clumsily the God-man. The whole matter is a mystery signifying that we are to be grafted upon him, so that the same life which was in him and which has come to give us, he has come to give us, may develop in us as in him and produce in us the same fruits of sanctity and love that it produced in him. The whole of the church is indeed the imitation of the life of Jesus Christ, but it is not a copy of that life, for the life of the church is the life of Jesus Christ propagated, reproducing itself in men of all ages, watered by that river of living water that flows forever over this earth, from the throne where the immolated Lamb is seated in the glory of his immolation, just as the Jesus Christ in that past for which he has come, expressed through his crucifixion, the love that animated his whole existence, an obedient love for his Father and a compassionate love for his brethren. So at each recurring Paschal season, the Church externalizes the same love that flowed as water and blood from the heart of Christ to pour itself through the sacraments into the hearts of men, becoming for them eternal life, Father Louis Borrier. So that's why Magnificat's a good thing for lay ministers to have. If you're lost and you need to find the reading, it's there. If you need a short reflection when the priest isn't there, it's there. Readings, it's there. So it's a very, very helpful book. It also has a lot of the order of the Mass in there. Let us profess our faith in our Lord and God. We'll pick the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, light from light, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, and I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In the company with the apostles and all who have the first fruits of the Holy Spirit, let us praise God and say, Lord, hear our prayer. Almighty God, you raised Christ to glory in heaven. May all mankind recognize his presence in the church. Lord, hear our prayer. All Holy Father, you said of Christ, this is my beloved Son, hear him. Grant that all may hear his voice and be saved. Lord, hear our prayer. Send your Spirit into the hearts of your faithful people as cleansing water and refreshing rain. Lord, hear our prayer. Send your Spirit to guide the course of nature and renew life over the face of the earth. Lord, hear our prayer. We commend your care all who have died and ask you to strengthen our hope in the resurrection to come. Lord, hear our prayer. Pray for Bill, pray for Father Rob's intentions, for his pathways, for donations, for prayers, for his pathways initiative. We pray for all the intentions of Mary's heart, being the perfect instrument of God that she is. Lord, hear our prayer, gathering all our prayers, spoken and unspoken, to one we pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God of mercy, unite your church in the Holy Spirit, that we may serve you with all our hearts and work together with unselfish love. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Oh, Lord, won't you help us? I think that's it for me tonight. Let's pray for the Holy Father's intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our former partial plenary indulgence for the souls in purgatory. May God help them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.